This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to. But again, in spite of these words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm still telling you, brothers and sisters in Islam, this is an ummah that will never die. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if this ummah was destined to die, was meant to die, it would have died the day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. 120,000, this is the most promising transmissions regarding Hajjatul Wada'. 120,000 companions performed that Hajjah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, the overwhelming majority of the Arabs left Islam. Left Islam. Adhan was only established in three cities: Mecca, Medina, and Taif. The rest of the Arabs apostated. They did not just refuse to pay the zakah. They did not. If Islam was meant to die, if this ummah was meant to die, it would have died at this time. That would have been the death that awaits the ummah. But here is someone like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. By the way, subhanallah, his leadership, Khalifatu Rasulillah, his leadership only lasted 2 years. 2 years. But he has done great service to this deen during those 2 years that no other one after him would be able to do. Umar would not have been able to go to Persia, to go to Sham, without the work of Abu Bakr Siddiq. We know that an internal crisis is more damaging to a community than external crisis. And this is unfortunately what is happening with the Ummah. We're fighting one another, we're killing one another from within, we're ruining one another from within. We're doing it for our enemies, unfortunately. And this is what Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu did. And he did it through something that out of this world, no one would dare think about. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his bed death, in the bed of death, while he was dying, he said, "Anfidhu ba'tha Usama." Send the army of Usama. The army of Usama ibn Zayd was to go to the outskirts, to the borders of the Muslims with the Romans. Tayyib, imagine the majority of the Arabs are leaving Islam and they're about to come and attack you in Medina, and here you are sending an army all the way to fight a superpower. So the companion said, "What are you doing? You can't do this. We need to keep that army in Medina to protect us. The Bedouins are going to come and attack us, and they're going to take snatch the wives of the mothers of the believers from their homes, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam their homes." He said, "By Allah, I will not stop anything the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam initiated." When the Arabs saw that an army with the caliber of Usama ibn Zayd and that number marching through the Arabia all the way to the border of the Romans, man, these guys are strong. We thought that they were done with the death of their leader. And a lot of them came back to their senses. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if this ummah was meant to die, it would have died the 4th century after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man by the name of Abu Tahir al-Qurmuti, al-Qaramita. Imagine, he comes to the Kaaba and he takes down the black stone and he looks up and says, "I'm Allah. Allah creates and I kill. Aina at-tayr al-ababil? Where are these birds? Where are these birds?" And he took that black stone home for 20 years. The Kaaba was without that black stone. 20 years, 22 to be accurate. He passed away. The Ummah survived. The black stone is back. brothers and sisters in Islam, if this ummah was meant to die, it would have died the 7th century when the Mughal, the Tatar, the people who came from Russia, this area, the Mughal, that's their name, when they attacked the Muslim world, they killed 2 million Muslims in 40 days. The streets of Baghdad were flooding like an ocean with blood. Ibn al-Athir, when he was writing his book of history, Al-Kamil, he said, what should I write? ماذا أكتب؟ أكتب نعي أمة الإسلام. Write the death of the Ummah of Islam. ويل أمي. I wish my mother did not give birth to me from seeing this. But the Ummah survived this. If the Ummah of Islam was meant to die, it would have died the 9th century, when almost 9 military campaigns came from Europe called the Crusaders. And they came and they occupied the Muslim world. The Muslim world. For 9 years, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa was under their occupation. Crosses was all over the place. Islam was totally removed from Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Salah ad-Din came and got it back. If the Ummah was, and history, 1400 years of history. Yes, brothers and sisters in Islam, the Ummah قد تمرض, may get sick. The Ummah may get sick, but it will never die. And we say this yaqeenan fi wa'd Allah. I say this because of my yaqeen, my certainty. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant it to me and to you and to increase it for me and for you. Certainty in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-munafiq, the hypocrite, will call this ghurur. إِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضْ غَرَّ هَؤُلَاءِ دِينُهُمْ. Those who are hypocrites will say, this is called arrogance. La, this is certainty in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, you are the follower. You are the followers of the final messengers. Something which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also was given, that he was sent to all of mankind and he was labeled to be the seal, meaning no messenger after him, no prophets after him. Yes, we believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend because he never died. He is to complete his life. But he will be a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he will pray behind the Imam of the Muslims in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And you know what? His job description is already revealed. He is already to be told what to do. يُوشُكُ أَن يَنْزِلَ فِيكُمْ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Ibn Maryam will come down. Number one, to abolish the jizya. No more Islam, no more religion, but Islam. No Christianity, no Judaism, only Islam. And he will rule using the Sharia. And he will kill the swine. Basically, Christians are not supposed to eat pork like the Jews and Muslims. I never changed the Sharia of Musa. I came confirming the laws, not to abolish them. Destroy the cross. That crucifixion is a heresy. What is this? You guys believing in this? That's not right. And he will take care of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. What I'm trying to say is, he will not receive anything new. He will come to complete his mission in earth because he never died. Like he came confirming the Torah, he will come down confirming the Quran. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَةِ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. He will came confirming the Quran. But the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the final messenger. Now, how is the message of Islam will reach everyone? Through you and me. Through us. Yani there is a line out there which is circulating around people. and they attribute it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is not authentic. يعني لا ينسب للنبي سندا يعني. But the meaning is correct. اللي هو علماء أمتي أنبياء بني إسرائيل. The scholars of my ummah are like the prophets for Bani Israel. The meaning is correct, but this never been said by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No authentic transmitted account that established this. But the meaning is authentic. That yes, the scholars of this ummah, they revived the deen. You see, in the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send the messenger. People would follow that messenger for a while, and then they go astray. The message dies. Everyone is astray. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would resurrect everyone with a new messenger. That's why you always read, ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا. Then we resurrected the people through a messenger. طيب, with the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will happen? It's you and me. It's you and me who have to do this work. The work of da'wah. We have to go out there. And brothers and sisters in Islam, pay attention to this. Our job is not to convert people. Our job is to share the message with them. Whether they convert or not, that's their call. Our task is to establish al-hujjah, the evidence against the people, that you call them to Islam, that you invite them to the deen. Whether they accepted it or not, whether they do accept your invitation or not, it's between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْدِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. So you establish the hujjah, the evidence against them in the day of judgment, that they receive the message. Because before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins judgment in the day of judgment, a question is asked, did you receive a messenger? Yeah, I received the messenger. Who? You and me. We are the followers of the message, the followers of the main messenger, and we are to convey this message. This is why this ummah will never die, because we're supposed to convey this deen to the rest of humanity. Add to this, brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm giving you the reason why we have that certainty. It's not arrogance when we say this ummah will never die. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guaranteed the protection of its guidance. The curriculum which resurrect people, bring them back to life, will always stay in sound shape. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Indeed we reveal this dhikr, and indeed we will preserve it. Al-Quran was sunnah. Both of them will be preserved, will be protected. Listen, حفظاً في الصدور, حفظاً في السطور وعملاً. Kept in writing, kept in memory, and in action. People, you لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. You will always find a group of my ummah, a few of my ummah on the truth. You will always find some on the truth. Yeah, they are the weak ones. Yeah, they are the one who called names. Yeah, they are the one who are going through it. They are the strangers. They are the strangers at this time. But you will always find the truth with them. The third reason, brothers and sisters in Islam, we have that certainty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala vowed to make this deen victorious. Just beside the verse, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره. He is the one who sent his messenger with the true deen, with the absolute truth, in order to make it rise above all other corrupt manhaj, corrupt religions, corrupt ways in the face of this earth. في مسند الإمام أحمد حديث تميم الداري رضي الله عنه. Imagine the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his companions. And Tamim al-Dari, by the way, was a Christian. Originally he was a Christian. He heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making that statement. He said, لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ. This deen will reach every place where the light of the day, the darkness of the night reaches. Wallahi, your presence in the United States is an evidence for this. Imagine you fly for 7 hours, transatlantic, 7 hours on the air, and you land here, and here you are, you're establishing Jummah in America. Wallahi, this is an evidence. Billahi alayk, by Allah, Islam right now has not entered, and this is the rest of the hadith, وَلَيَدْخُلَنَّ. If this deen will enter every single home built out of mud, built out of rocks, built out of skin of animals. Islam is there in CNN, in Fox, in Box, in MSN, whatever it is. Yeah, negativity, but it's there. It's there. It's reached. It's out there. Islam, 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 Islam. Watch any news. If Islam is not mentioned, if you go to Google, they tell you the word Islam. Muslims are the most common search or research words in the search bar and so forth. It's there. It's there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala vowed for that. This is why, brothers and sisters in Islam, we say an ummah that will never die. Yes, we get sick. We get sick. But there is a type of sickness with it. He cannot do a whole lot. Which really my message to you today, brothers and sisters in Islam. And I'm really talking to myself. Al-hazima al-nafsiyya. To be psychologically defeated. You know, that you feel inferior. And this is what I saw at the airport. And this is what you see in other places than Al-Minhal. You know, your kids, alhamdulillah, come to Al-Minhal. What's your name, brother? Muhammad, Ahmed, Abdul Rahman, Ismail. But watch a child who goes to public schools. What's your name, son? Mu. Mu is supposed to be Muhammad. So Muhammad turned into what? Mu. With all due respect to Khalid, Carl. Khalid ibn al-Walid to Carl. That's a psychological defeat. You could see it at the airport yesterday. I saw it. Wallahi, I saw it, ya ikhwan. You know, here you are, you're like looking at the brothers and smiling. Ya akhi, don't worry about it. You know, if they're going to deport us, ma'a salama, ya sidi. يعني احنا داخلين الجنة يعني تخاف من ايه يعني are we entering paradise يعني ولا ايه امريكا يا سيدي if they don't like us we'll go back يا اخي الارض لله يا شيخ هي يعني خلاص to the extent that والله there is somebody that you know in the hajj business I wanted to shake his hand but I thought that he's you know he's just not interested I said it's there. You know, you cannot do a lot of work with that inferiority. A manifestation of that psychological defeat also, you see it in our own children. You know, subhanAllah, I never find it attractive for young men to show their underwear. I mean, where is the attraction here? If you go to Cairo, these places, our youth are walking around. I mean, I hate to bring this up in the pulpit, but you know how this originated, that show of underwear? Originated in jail, when these men are sending a message to the other men, that, you know, I'm that type, not that type. That's how it originated. Just look and trace it back. So, where is that? That's Ibn Khaldun, a great historian. He said, it is the habit of defeated nations to imitate those who defeated them. Regardless of what they do. Ibn Khaldun said this, but the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said what? Hadith Abi Sa'id, fil Bukhari. لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. You will follow the footsteps of those before you. Look, even if they enter into a lizard hole. Tabillah alik, why would you enter into a lizard hole? A lizard, why would you go inside a lizard hole? For what? He did it. I gotta be like him. This is the type of disease that we got to remove. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if you wanna make a difference, if you wanna work for this deen, you know, I shared with you Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu a minute ago, a conversation that happened between Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar. Abu Bakr wants to fight those who are refraining from paying zakah. And he's going hard at Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, why are you doing this? Are you going to fight the people who say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah? Abu Bakr stands in front of Umar and says, Wallahi, by Allah, لو منعوني عقال بعير كانوا يؤدونه لرسول الله لقاتلتهم عليه. By Allah, if they refrain from doing something that they used to do during the time of the Prophet ﷺ, I will not let them go. What is wrong with you, Ya Umar? Strong in Jahiliyyah, weak in Islam? Umar, I'm not gonna make Islam die at my time. لا يموت الإسلام في وعهدي. Islam, I'm alive. I'm gonna hold on. That's not a psychological defeat. You know, yeah, the Arabs are all over the place, all over his neck. Some of them actually claim to be prophets. A woman claimed to be a prophet, with all due respect to our sisters. But a woman, Sada, she claimed to be a prophet. But this did not cause him to be psychologically defeated. This did not make him inherit inferiority. And this is what is happening. And this is what we got to do, brothers and sisters in Islam. You know, a lot of us don't read that history. The teacher of Salahuddin, his name is Nuruddin Zinki. Nuruddin Mahmud Zinki. You know, Nuruddin Mahmud prepared the pulpit. The pulpit, 18 years before Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa was liberated. He said, this is the pulpit, Salahuddin, where you're going to deliver the khutbah. When the Muslims were defeated on all fronts. This is the type of characters who will serve this deen. But people who are psychologically defeated, inferior about who they are, you're not going to do a whole lot. Because it's there. One of the most difficult tasks for Muslims right now is to come out of that psychological defeat, is to leave that chill. Listen, Allah promised me that I will. Allah promised me that I will. And I trust the promise of Allah. And again, the hypocrites may say this. This is arrogance. إِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ غَرَّ هَؤُلَاءِ دِينُهُمْ. لا. This is yaqeen. Certainty in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the type of people, brothers and sisters in Islam, who will make a difference. Before I close, al-hadith fi sunan ibn Majah. لا يزال الله يغرس في هذا الدين غرسا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to instill, to plant in this religion people who will serve him, who will serve his deen. Be one of those. Be one of those, brothers and sisters in Islam. But the way to do it, the way to do it is to come out of that psychological defeat. The way to do it is think of al-akhirah. The way to do it is to remember death. The way to do it is to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and apply this deen so that